You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Singer-songwriter Madeline Kenny is part of Oakland's vibrant music community. She released her debut album, Night Night, at the First Landing last year, and since then she's been touring the country. To support her music, she's worked as a bread baker, a nanny, a piano teacher, and an intern at the Women's Audio Mission in San Francisco. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, we'll hear Madeline talk about what it takes to make a sound all your own.
You're right that I knew.
My name is Madeline Kenny, and I just put out a record last year called Night Night at the First Landing. I've definitely been playing music out live like for a long time, but a lot of that was open mics and stuff. I just kind of was super depressed and would go out to open mics. Like, playing an open mic is harder than playing a show, because at a show people are there to listen to music, and at open mics they really couldn't care less. I honestly learned how to sing loud at open mics because I figured out that was the only way that people would stop talking over you while you're performing. If you can sing, you should sing loud. Or you should just like really let it out, I think. The time in which my record came out was really interesting because a lot of female and non-binary people were seeing a lot of success. And so that, as wonderful as that is, and I support it fully, obviously, I would get lumped in to just girls with guitars, you know? An interviewer asked me, like, oh, it must be a great time to be a woman in music. And I'm like, well, you know, women have always been making music, and it's not really a great time because you just asked me that question. We're still being, like, tokenized for just being good at what we do, and I think that's kind of crazy. Sometimes I wish I was asked more than just about, like, the men that I'm associated with. And that is something. I've almost made a t-shirt that said, ask me more than just about the men I associate with, because I think that's a trapping in the music industry too. It definitely is a battle to get over people's opinions of what you make. But I think it's really about defining your own success. Like, I've been working really hard on that and trying to, you know, decide. For me, success is getting to play my music in front of people and surviving. No matter who you are as an artist, you're always kind of fighting against being compared or categorized in a certain way that you would never think to yourself, like, oh, that's who I am, you know. Maybe that kind of connects back to, you know, my open mic days and being like, I need to stand out in some way. I don't know. I trust that the music will, for anyone, their own music should stand out on its own, and like the people that connect with it will get it. And yeah, and that's all that really matters. If there's like two people that connect with it, then I'm happy. The best advice I think I've ever gotten is from Meryl, from Garbus from Tune Yards, and she said, just like, hold on so tight to your art and make what is true to you, because it only gets harder to hold on to.